So, didn't catch the show on
Wednesday.
Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
Doesn't work as well when we don't have a plan.
No,
just all three of us are just yelling.
Yeah, yelling
and also,
Wednesday.
I'm not explaining that. For that to make sense, you have to listen to Tuesday's podcast.
Yeah, listen to the podcast before this one and you'll understand.
Mm. I'm not going to explain what that
is. We've got it out, guys. Hey, it's a great show. It's a great show.
Look, sometimes we say a lot here and sometimes we don't. Enjoy the podcast.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay. Because you can hear it all here.
Nath, Telstra has become the latest telco to be managing a data breach.
Oh, no.
After thousands of staff members' personal data was uploaded to the dark web. Again,
what's going on?
Up to 30,000 former and current workers have had their names and email addresses uploaded to the forum. A Telstra spokesperson said Telstra itself was not hacked, but a third party site, which was offering a rewards program to Telstra staff, was hacked.
Oh, so it's only Telstra staff that have been affected?
Yeah, and it's just their names and email addresses. So no, like, Optus, you and I both got hacked, Grace. Mm. Driver's license, bank card details, passports.
Not good. I'm with Vodafone, guys. Yeah. It's like a vault, they are.
What's the V stand for? Vault.
Vault. V for vault, yeah.
If you missed it, Optus released new information. How many Australians had their identification stolen? It was 1.2 million had at least one form of current and valid identification. I think then there was like 900,000 of like former out-of-date stuff. So over 2 million. I've had my stuff stolen, Grace. You have as well. Mm. But I did see something that made me laugh. So apparently this Telstra stuff happened. So I'm not on the dark web. I'm not really sure how it works.
I truly wouldn't even know how to get onto it.
I only know about it from TV shows.
Yeah, but I've heard it's dangerous, so don't
do
it.
So it exists somewhere. It's it's dark. It's webby. Mm. And there's hackers and stuff on it, right?
I just imagine everyone who's on it is in like a dark room and they've got a hoodie on. I don't know why.
They're in their mum's basement.
Yeah, they are.
I shouldn't actually make fun of them because they'll cancel me
or just delete me.
They'll actually reveal your details.
Guys, it's a joke. I'm joking. I'm a comic.
Yeah.
I'm telling jokes.
You're on Grace's list if she opens up her laptop.
No, so apparently the hacker that released the I don't know if it was multiple. They put it out there and all the hackers were like, wow, that's some great hacking. Because obviously, it must be pretty hard.
Reward people within the industry.
Yeah.
And they've probably got their own social media.
But then this guy came up and he went, guys, I've hacked Telstra. And they've gone, what? Whoa. Telstra? That's crazy. What did you get, bro? And he went, some former email addresses and names. And apparently he got bullied in the dark web.
He got bullied on the dark web. If you're going to get bullied somewhere, the dark web's like the last place you want to get bullied.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Isn't it? It's like, you loser.
You only got former names and emails. We got passports and licenses.
Grow up, would ya?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Guys, how's this? Researchers in Melbourne think they may have created a pill to provide long-lasting hay fever relief and reduce our sneezing. This is great. This is great for people like me. You know, Jim, hay fever gets me good. Mm, I get the runny red eyes, runny nose, really blocked up. Not nice to look at, am I? hay fever season.
Hay fever season.
But then, just a little bit better outside of hay fever season.
You get that thing at the moment, which I get sometimes, the dry skin on the nose.
I know.
It's not
Grace picked it up before.
Your Be Real was not good today.
No.
But I applaud you for being real.
Well, that's showing the thing. I'm real who I am, you know what I mean? I'm not fake. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be someone I'm not.
I'm just being real, guys. This is what I'm doing right now.
Well, that's what it's about.
Just on the Be Real thing, Grace, Nathan and I have had a discussion. We'd like, you post in the 2 minutes or you don't get to post.
I agree. Because if you don't post in the 2 minutes, you're not being real.
You should be penalised. We feel like you can't put up a post at all.
Look, and I understand sometimes you're sleeping or you might be busy or something, but that's okay. Sometimes you miss out on stuff in life.
Yeah.
So I reckon you either post in the 2 minutes or you're out. Be real. If you're listening. Feedback.
Listening, guys. So the new hay fever cure pill, it contains, get this, tiny doses of grass pollens and Monash University allergy and clinical immunologist.
Mate, we'll let you get away with Monash, but when you went
laboratory, there's more big words, and I've got a big name. Menno Zenzelm, Van Zelm, actually, said the pill is a kind of exposure therapy that reprograms your body's immune system so allergic reactions to grass pollen are reduced. So essentially, it exposes you to the thing you're allergic to and then gradually improves you. So you're supposed to take it 4 months out from hay fever season. So when it hits, you're not as impacted by
every
hay fever.
Every year?
Every year.
So it's kind of like a vaccine.
Kind of like a vaccine.
Not a needle.
No, I want it.
Just vitamin D and a good amount of sleep will get you through it.
Rub your face in some grass. And build up your immunities.
That's how it works. Yeah. So apparently the pill's only going to be available via prescription. Hasn't been confirmed how long before we can get our hands on it. But I think this is good. Anything to help.
This, yeah.
Anything. Do you get hay fever, Producer Grace?
I do. And it's painful because I'm a painful sneezer as it is. And then add hay fever on top of that and it's just a nightmare for everyone.
What? You said I'm painful.
I am.
Well, that too.
And the sneezing
Grace,
on top of that.
Grace, comedian. I can't. I don't find things funny.
I find things funny. I find things funny.
Said like someone who doesn't find things funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the sneezing thing because this is the thing I wanted to focus in on. 131060, I feel like sneezing is very iconic to who you are as a person. That's what I'm feeling like right now. So 131060, how do you sneeze, Australia? Because I feel like we all sneeze differently. Producer Grace, you just brought up you are a multi-sneezer.
Yeah, I sneeze at least 6-7 times, usually on average 12 to 14, but can go up to the 30s in a row.
This is in one go.
Yeah.
Nathan and I, when we first met Grace, we didn't know. So Grace, can you just give us an example of what it's kind of like? So that goes on and on and on.
On and on and on.
So when Nathan and I first met Grace, I said, that's weird. So we started keeping a tally on a whiteboard at work.
Yeah.
But then after like 6 months, we sort of got over it.
We've become immune to it.
We're used to it. But now when we meet people who haven't heard it or seen it and it happens, they sort of lose their minds.
They're more impressed by the fact that Jimmy and I don't do anything.
Yeah, we don't even move.
They're like, is she okay? Do you need to like help her?
And me and Nathan just headphones on writing something. Yeah, and they're like, guys. I'm like, she does it.
Now, I am also a part of this iconic sneeze group. I have what's called a snoff, I think you labelled this, Jim.
Yeah.
It's a sneeze cough, and it comes out of nowhere, and it's very aggressive.
No, I know it's coming. You lean back, your mouth opens, and then you go.
Yeah.
It's like this.
You sneeze like a dad.
I do. It's a dad sneeze, and
yours does come because you lean back and your mouth opens. You're embracing.
It's a big production.
I'm on the other hand, I just think I have a classic sounding sneeze.
Yes.
You might have heard it on the show last night, the night before. I think I did sneeze this week sometimes.
Oh, you did, because I remember it caught me really off guard and I lost it.
I think sometimes you don't have an before you chew.
No, my sneeze, classic sounding, but there is
no warning.
It might have been on the weekend show. I can't remember what it was, but I was like talking like I was now, and then I just pause and go, achoo.
Yeah.
And then I come back in and Grace always loves it.
It always makes you laugh.
Sniper. Yours are like a sniper,
bang,
aren't they? They
comes
just
out
come
of nowhere.
Bang out of nowhere and they get you. So this is the question. 13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. How do you sneeze? Maybe you're a multi-sneezer. You do one loud one, a bit like me, a bit of a dad sneeze, a full-on production. Or you're like Jim and it's kind of like a sniper sneeze. Whatever it is, Australia, we want to know. 13, 10, 60. How do you sneeze, guys? Sneezing options. Maybe you got a cute little...
Oh, a sneaky sneezer.
Oh, a sneaky sneezer. Maybe you're a silent sneezer. Did it happen? I don't know. 13, 10, 60. How do you sneeze? It's Jimmy Nate.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
Just ask the question, Jim. 13, 10, 60. How do you sneeze? I feel like everybody has their own iconic version of a sneeze. Something that they're known for.
No sneeze.
Yeah.
Maybe you're
they're the freaky one.
A non-sneezer.
The ghost sneeze.
Or the pre-sneeze. What would you call them?
Like a ruined sneeze?
Oh, how bad is a ruined sneeze? Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because apparently there's a pill coming out very soon that is allegedly a hay fever cure. Apparently you take it 4 months out of hay fever season. It's supposed to reduce the impacts of hay fever, in particular sneezing, which would be good, particularly for you and me, Producer Grace. Hay fever gets us both, and you're a multi-sneezer, and I've got one of those really loud production dad sneezes.
It's real bad when I'm driving as well. I'm certain I'm going to have an accident at some point.
It's a real hazard.
It is.
Actually really unsafe. Never thought of that.
It absolutely is.
How did you
is.
Lose Grace? Sneezing.
Sneezing.
She died doing what she loved.
She did. Sneezing. Shanae from Fernie Grove. Hi, Shanae. We got you there.
Yes.
Shanae, how do you sneeze?
I sneeze like a man. Like, there are girls with, like, cute little ashy sneezes, and I sneeze like a man and scare off any potential suitors.
Oh, no. Have you done it on, like, a date or something before, Shanae?
Yes, and I have like the face, like where my face goes all funny before, so I'm like, yep, that's it. This is ruined.
Oh, no. Do you get affected by hay fever, Shanae?
Yes, really bad.
Do you try?
I could chew with a pill.
Do you try and avoid dating during hay fever season?
Not by choice. They avoid dating me, but...
Oh, no. I can hear her from a mile away when she's doing those sneezes.
Shanae, would you mind? I mean, I don't think you need to sneeze now, but could you just give us an example of what it does sound like?
I think it's like, horrific.
Yeah, it's like a 70-year-old white man upstairs in his house. Thank you, Shanae. All right, let's go to Werribee. Bailey, have we got you there, Bailey?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Bailey. What kind of sneeze have you got?
I
I'm going to demonstrate it, eh?
Oh, okay.
If you
want
to, perfect
way to do it. Demo for us.
Oh, I think I've got one coming. I've got a feather here, at least.
You've got a feather?
No, he's ready.
Go ahead, Bailey. What do you got? Yours, I'm going to be honest, but yours is like a cute sneeze.
Yeah.
It is, because you giggle after you sneeze, which is nice.
We might put you in touch with Shanae and you guys can date.
Yeah. Thank you, Bailey. Jess from Coffs Harbour. Hi, Jess.
How are you going?
Jess, how do you sneeze?
Oh, well, it's not me. It's actually my husband-to-be. It's about 50 times louder than it needs to be.
Oh,
that's
okay.
For damn sure.
Do you think he's, yeah. Do you think he's putting it on, Jess?
Sometimes I do. I'm like, you really have to sneeze that loudly? And he's like, I can't help it. But I don't think I've ever heard anyone else sneeze as loudly as he does. Maybe it's a male thing. I don't know. But.
No, I mean, I don't think I have a big... Oh, Grace is nodding.
No, I don't think it's an all-male thing, but I think it's, like, typically men
Jess,
just sneeze so loudly.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jess. I have a loud sneeze, and I put a bit of male on it sometimes. So I guarantee
of course.
Your hubby-to-be 100% does that, because I'll be like, especially if I'm not getting enough attention, I can feel a sneeze coming. I'm like, this will turn at least 50 heads.
I reckon.
Oh, look, and I think sometimes he does it to try and get a scare out of me too, because he loves doing that as well.
Yeah.
So especially in the car, he's like, how loud can I make this to see if I can make it jump? So
Jess, what do you do is you've got to get a secret camera in the house to film him potentially while you're not there to see how he sneezes without you, and you'll probably find out it'll be like a,
Yeah.
Yeah, a really girly sounding scene, more than likely.
Yeah, and then when you get home, he's like, oh, I didn't know you were here, babe. Achoo!
Oh, you like me now?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Cause of grace. We've just received a...
Why did you freak out? You tried to go real formal.
You
went newsreader and then you couldn't keep it.
Because sometimes I write down notes and I looked at the notes and I went, that's not how I want to start gossip. So I changed it at the last minute and just completely freaked myself out. Lindsay Lohan is starring in an upcoming Netflix Christmas rom-com and we've just received a first look. So...
Oh, you better go. We've just received a first look at Lindsay Lohan in her new Christmas trailer.
Yes, yeah.
Donna.
This is the poster that has dropped. She looks gorgeous. She's all dressed in red.
Lovely.
The movie's called Falling for Christmas, and it also features Glee star Cord Overstreet. He, unfortunately, is not named on the poster. It's just Lindsay Lohan.
Sad Cord.
So according to Netflix, she plays a newly engaged, spoiled hotel heiress who loses her memory in a skiing accident and finds herself in the care of a handsome blue-collar lodge owner and his precocious daughter in the days leading up to Christmas.
Right, okay, so it's a little Christmas love story.
Yes. Speaking to Netflix, she said Lohan said she missed doing rom-coms like this. She says, it's such a refreshing, heartwarming, romantic comedy, and I miss doing those kinds of movies. She also revealed that she did her own skiing stunts in the movie.
Oh, she's a bit like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Does her own stunts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is impressive.
I didn't know she did her own stunts.
What?
She drove the bug in Herbie.
She actually did the dancing in Mean Girls.
Yeah, that was all her. Wait, it was to this song as well.
It was.
Wow.
And you know what? Another little Mean Girls
That's
reference.
Comedy.
She dropped the poster on October 3rd because, you know, how everyone shares that meme being like, what day is it? It's October 3rd.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But do we know when this is coming out?
November 10th. Okay. Which I believe is a Wednesday because she also said, remind me, what do we wear on Wednesdays?
Oh.
Just heaps of Mean Girls references in there.
Yeah, of course. Yep. Holding on to that. Well, I mean, extremely successful.
Oh, absolutely.
Mean Girls, wasn't it?
Mm. Yes.
You don't even go here. You don't even go there.
You can go shave your back now, Jason. You got one.
Hey, Grace. I'm a mean girl.
My favourite quote, obviously.
All for you, Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco.
Grace, don't make up quotes.
We're not making up real quotes.
I'm not a cool mum. I'm your mum.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, Grace, you do one?
I just did one. Okay, what's another one? Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
I just said stop making up quotes. Are you hearing Jimmy's real ones?
Hey, you don't want to be in this burn book because it's a bad book for
that
people.
Classic. One of the worst. I think there's T-shirts with that on it. Go, Greg.
I'm not doing another one because you're just going to...
That's one of the great quotes.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
One of us now on 131060.
Celebrity Encounter.
When have you had a little celebrity encounter? Now, this doesn't have to be you actually met the person or got a photo. You just saw them doing something.
Yeah.
Because I love celebrities out in the wild doing stuff.
I love them doing regular stuff.
Just like regular stuff.
Buying a bottle of milk.
Popping down to the shops.
Oh, getting a haircut. Just cruts.
You know, heard of Just Cruts?
You can't say that. You said something else.
Just Cruts.
Just Cruts. They cut the sandwich bit off and they just give you crusts.
There's an idea in that.
Speaking of regular punters are doing regular things.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa surprised punters in Sydney on Monday. He's apparently here filming something.
Didn't get to that bit.
Who cares? Well, no, I knew the article I read was wrong because they went, he spent a bit of time in Australia in 2017 shooting his debut Marvel film. It wasn't Marvel, guys.
Incorrect.
It was DC. It was Aquaman, but we'll push on. So I'm not going to trust him for what he's here for
now.
That's
fair enough.
I couldn't get what he was here for last time. But he was hanging out at the Opera Bar in Sydney.
Oh, Opera Bar. Yeah, one of the great bars.
He was seen throwing a chip to a seagull.
You know they have seagull dogs there?
No.
They bring dogs around to scare off the seagulls.
Well, I've told you the story of what happened to my partner at Opera Bar with the seagull.
Yeah, it's we're not. Mm. I mean, if you want to, it's up to you.
Oh, seagull pooped in her mouth.
In her mouth?
Didn't you know this story?
No.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, we
in
don't,
her mouth?
I don't have time to go into the floor. I can tell you off here.
Tell me off here.
Oh, no, we're here, right?
Yeah, we're here.
So she was there. Jimmy knows this story. She's horrified. Every time we bring it up, she gets PTSD.
Oh, she actually hates that we tell her story.
Yeah. I love this.
So
sorry, Meg.
She was at a work function, and this is the first time she'd, it was a few years ago, it was the first time she'd met like all her senior bosses. They're like, come down to Opera Bar, we'll have a few drinks. She goes, oh, beautiful, down by the water, and notorious for seagulls being around there because there's food, right? Anywhere near the water.
And water.
Yeah.
Seagulls loves food and
they
water.
They really do. Being near the sea, it's wild.
And they're not land gulls.
Exactly. And so apparently she was there and she wasn't drinking at the time, right? So, and she looked up and as she's going to meet her big boss, she looked up because she was laughing, opened her mouth, seagull poop directly onto her tongue inside her mouth. Straight away. And she closed her mouth. She goes, and everyone saw it happen. And then and everyone goes, did that just happen? And she's got a mouthful of seagull poop. And she goes, and she spat it out. And she got, because she was so stressed, because you know when you get like that stress rash?
Yeah.
And her whole neck went red from stress. And she just went straight to the bar and she goes, vodka straight. And then all her bosses were like, geez, Meg's going hard. It's 2 p.m.
She was so upset. She called my. She honestly, it's the most upset I've ever heard.
In front, meeting her big executive bosses.
Hey, it's an icebreaker.
Certainly an icebreaker.
Bird poop mouth girl. I think it's what you want to be known. Jeez, Nate, you make a cute couple. You and a bird poop mouth girl.
Absolutely.
Anyway, back to celebrities. Mm. Jason Momoa in Sydney. Also in Sydney at the moment, Eva Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
She's here with her partner, Ryan Gosling. Also Cops. Famous.
Yeah.
He's in Sydney filming a movie.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Open this?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I forgot we were doing
You've
this.
You've had a big day doing other things.
I've been doing other things.
But you were put together. Yeah. We can't reveal what you were doing, but you were doing something that involved a lot of work.
Yeah, it's something at the end of the year. It's a big thing that we want to do, and it did require a lot of work. And I forgot this. I missed this bit.
So clearly,
this is a celebrity thing. So, I went, oh, Nate's doing celebrity encounters. And then Nate went, before we went live, you ready, Jim? And I went, Google.
Essentially, all you've said is, Jason Momoa was here, Eva Mendes and his partner, Ryan. 30, 10,
and
16.
People have seen a celebrity encounter.
When did you see celebrity guys doing absolutely anything? Jump on the phones, 13, 10, 60. We will take your calls next. Here's Drake, Riri. It's Jimmy Nath right around the country. Celebrity encounters. We want to hear them. 13, 10, 60.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Celebrity encounter.
Now, when did you have a celebrity encounter? Now, you don't have to talk to him. You don't have to have a photo with him. You could have just seen them in the wild. This is after some celebrities were seen in Sydney.
We don't need to go through who they
were. Apparently, so they're all seen in Sydney's eastern suburbs. Mm. So in one day, Monday this week, Ryan Gosling, Eva Mendes and Jason Momoa all seen in the same vicinity.
And they weren't all together either,
no,
were they?
No, they were in one suburb, very, like, the same people were posting the same celebrities, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like, they'd
wild.
Walk and be like, oh my God, Jason Momoa, can I get a photo? Yep. Walk to a different cafe. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Eva Mendes. Can I get another photo?
Jimmy and I had a kind of pseudo celebrity encounter, producer Grace, at the airport the other day because we didn't know who the celebrity was, but we knew that they were a celebrity. Does that count?
I don't know if it counts. Well, I mean, it does, but I wouldn't be bragging about it.
I saw a bloke and I went, he's famous. He's from something.
So have you figured out who it is since?
No.
I go, Nath, is that bloke someone?
And Nath, can you describe them and I'll tell you if I know him?
Tallish guy, curly grey, black hair.
Yeah. No black hair.
Glasses.
Stubble, no glasses.
Oh. Was I looking at a different guy?
Was it brown hair?
Were you looking at a different guy?
Brown hair glasses?
No, he had the curly, like, grey, black hair.
Didn't he have
and
glasses?
And he had the grey stubble.
Was it Taika Waititi?
No.
We were looking at different people.
We had two celebrity encounters.
We didn't see anyone. Just
wow. I can't believe we had two celebrity encounters.
And they were standing next to each other.
I can't believe we had a 20-minute conversation.
So I'm with that guy, and you think it's the other guy.
We had a 20-minute conversation in the Uber.
Like, that guy was famous.
And Jimmy's like, isn't he a chef? And I go, yeah, I think he's a chef.
So we're talking about two different guys.
Was it Colin Fastenage?
Oh, well, my guy might have been Colin Fastenage.
I'll Google him.
My guy wasn't Colin Fastenage.
Your guy was some brown hair and glasses.
Was something else.
Was it this guy?
No,
it wasn't. Shammy.
Wasn't Colin Fastenage?
That was the guy I was looking at. Eric from Liverpool. Hello, Eric. We got you there.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
We're good, mate. Have you got an actual celebrity encounter? Because we certainly don't.
Oh, yeah. It was actually a wonderful night. I'd love to describe it to you.
Please do, mate.
So, I don't know if you guys remember Childish Gambino.
Donald Glover.
I think back in, I'm going to say 2012, 2013, when he first came out to Australia for the first time in Big Day Out, had a sideshow out in Surry Hills, went to the gig, went to the bathroom in the middle of the set, came out, and lo and behold, Tim and Matic in front of me in the flesh.
Sorry. I thought you were going to tell me you met Childish Gambino.
I thought we were going with Donald Glover.
I mean, he was on stage, but I don't think he paid any mind to me.
I really thought we were going to get Donald Glover.
And I'm at the, so you know him. Anyways, he's doing this, and
Diplomatic.
Right, that's the old Taylor Swift.
Samantha Jade. So I went to the Taylor Swift concert, and then in the bathrooms, Sammy Jade, right there.
John from Emerald in Queensland. G'day, Johnny. We got you there.
Yes, how you going?
Johnny, we're good, mate. Celebrity encounters, who'd you say?
Well, I was in a movie with Shane Jacobson, or Kenny, and Paul Hogan.
When you say in the movie, you weren't in the cinema watching the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They were also watching something. Like, you starred in a movie.
No, I didn't star in a movie. I was an extra in a movie with them as the stars.
What was the movie, Kenny?
Charlie in Boots.
Paul Hogan wasn't in Kenny. Sorry, John. I do remember that movie. That was, so what did you do? What was your job as an extra?
Just to be in the background of a crowd. It was at a rodeo. Dressed as a cowboy and show up to the rodeo.
Did you get to meet them?
Yeah, we had lunch together.
Oh, what are they like?
Oh, they're awesome.
Did you have a favorite?
Oh, Paul Hogan for sure.
Yeah, Aussie icon, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a legend. So and hilarious.
So, John, was it the three of you at lunch? You, Paul, did you just go, yo, Paul, Shane, want to grab some tucker?
No. They put on lunch for all the extras and all the actors every day.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Full paid gig. It was awesome.
Can you tell us how much you got for it, John, if you don't mind us asking?
Oh, it was 2 days over a weekend. It got like $580.
Wow.
Cash job?
Yeah.
Bloody oath. I reckon Paul Hogan might have got a bit more. Just quietly. Jen from Camden. We got you there, Jen.
Hey guys, how you going?
We're good, Jen. You going all right?
Yeah, we're sandbagging at the moment, so the joys of living semi-rural.
Oh, jeez.
Again.
Yeah. I know, it just doesn't leave, does it, Jen?
It doesn't.
Oh, I mean, before we go celebrity Candace, how is it in Camden at the moment with the floods, with the water?
Yeah, it's already starting to get worse than it was before, so it's a bit concerning.
Are people leaving? People just sandbagging? What's the vibe?
No, it's the water sort of down at the end of our road is starting to flood over already, which the last time it took a few days. So this has just been 24 hours. So it's a bit of a worry, but you know, We'll take each day as it comes, guys.
Look, Jen, we our thoughts are with you and everyone, you know, that's through it. And look, you know, we'll try what we do, always do at the Jimmy and Nate Show. We'll have a laugh and maybe, you know, give you that little bit of escape for a couple of minutes and try and put a smile on your face.
Exactly.
Awesome, Jen. Who did you say? Who was your celebrity encounter?
So I was a young girl. I was like 15, 16, the office junior at Studios 301 EMI.
Yeah.
And I used to man the phones, you know, and most of the time it'd be people struggling and trying to get a break and ringing up and pretending to be other people to get through.
Okay.
And this day I answered the phone and there was this posh guy on the other end that said he was Elton John. And I said, yeah, I'm Marilyn Monroe. And I could see the people in the office looking confused and I put my hand over the phone and I said, this one says he's Elton John. And they went, no.
What,
because it was.
Oh, no.
So you didn't hang up or anything, Jen?
No, thank God.
Oh.
But I then had to go back and apologise profusely to the quite upset gentleman that was on the other end.
Oh, no. I can just imagine Elton hanging up the phone going, I've spoken to Marilyn Monroe.
Deceased.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
All right, Nate, get the round of applause ready for a big fan of the show. He's just he's always in our DMs. He's
massive
always
fan of the show,
isn't he? I just love that. He's supporting us. He likes our videos.
He always goes, guys, I've listened to all the podcasts. You got any more? Got any extras?
Begging us to come on the show for years. He is a New Zealand-born, Australian-based DJ. Who does he love more? We'll find out soon. Music producer and remixer. He is known for his singles Holding On and Dreams. He is the only New Zealand dance music producer to have produced over nine number one singles on the Australian ARIA Club chart. His current song featuring Starley, who we love, I Just Want Your Touch, is the current number one club track in the country. I saw Starley just post about it on Instagram 2 weeks in a row. Please welcome to the show. Well, I mean, just a fun fact about him. He wants to be a professional skier. Yes, snow skiing. That's his true dream.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show, Jolly On Pet.
He's here. Jolly On.
Yes. How are we, boys?
We are fantastic. I love how you started that then, a little celebration. I don't know if that was like a dance move or you were pretending to ski down a mountain with your hands there. That's
what skiing. What an intro. Oh, my gosh. But I'll just correct you on one thing. Because of this new Starley record, I'm now the only New Zealand DJ to have produced over 10 number one singles.
He's reached double digits. This is huge.
Just writing that down now.
Someone make him a cake or something. He's up to 10. Well, I mean, Jolene, let's start. Where are you? Where are you at the moment? I mean, I can see you're in some sort of recording studio or something at the moment, which is good because, I mean, a lot of people, when we do these interviews, they're either at home or sitting in the kitchen or someone in a hammock before. So where are you at the moment?
So I'm in Melbourne in my music studio.
Okay, perfect.
This is where all the magic is made, right behind me, all my synth keyboards here and the computer, the speakers and the drum machine. So it's all happening behind me. But yeah, Melbourne is where I'm based.
For those playing along at home, he was pointing to absolutely nothing.
he's in his bathroom and he's nude.
Yeah.
He's got a robe on. Everything's behind me. Jolene, we're mates. You can be honest with us. There is some stuff open behind you, some computers and whatnot. Are you currently working on a track or did you just turn them on, open them up, and just put something there so it looks like you're busy?
Or is that the background? Yeah.
Wow, you cracked onto my little skin, didn't you? Yeah.
We know because we do it.
I have been working in the studio today on something brand new, but that session behind me was just to look pretty on the video for you guys.
He's good.
Well, sometimes in our studios, because we've got a few, depending on which one we're in, you can see certain things behind us. And if you can ever see a computer screen or something, we're like, load it up with something, put some colours on there, some audio.
Well, let me tell you, Jolene, it works. It works when you do it. Because when this video connected, we're like, oh, geez, we've interrupted him in the middle of a creative session. Like, I'm so sorry. I hope we're not impacting the new number one track.
No, of course not. And, you know, I just wanted to make the look all nice and colourful for you guys when we were talking.
I appreciate that, mate. Can we were just chatting to you because we tried to get you on the show actually, I don't know, like maybe it was a month ago and then you went over to New Zealand. You've been over there. Can you talk to us? How was it heading back home? You haven't been there in around, 7 years or something?
7 years. So it was incredible. Obviously, since Dreams exploded for me and then the new single Starley, I haven't been home for so long. And And yeah, I just wanted to get back there because we went platinum in New Zealand as well with Dream. So wow. I just wanted to get over there and have a bit of a show. And we ended up playing in Wellington. I did Auckland and finished in Queenstown where I got some skiing in.
Yes.
But it was just great to go and see family, friends, play to the crowd. Everyone was loving all the tunes. So it was just so much fun to be back in New Zealand.
Jolyon, can I ask you anything? When you were over in New Zealand, did you do any radio interviews? And if you did,
yes.
When you do them, do you really ham up the Kiwi accent?
Well, the funny thing is, Kiwis think I sound more Australian. And
oh, wow.
Then when I came back, some of my Australian friends go, man, you've really cracked the Kiwi accent since you've been back home. And I said, really? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a thing that I was just hanging out with my Kiwi friends, so it all was coming back. Do I sound really Kiwi, do I?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're just fresh off the plane from Queenstown.
And I've been living over here for over 10 years.
No, when you go to London, you know, you walk into BBC One to do an interview and you're like, hello, everyone, top of the morning to you. Great to be here.
Well, I mean, how was it being home, being in Queenstown? I mean, finishing in Queenstown, I've said this many times on the show before, Queenstown is my favourite place in the world.
Yeah, it's one of the best
places. It is absolutely stunning. It is so beautiful. You just said you got a little bit of leisure time. Did you do anything else? I know they've got frisbee golf out there. Did you do any frisbee golf or anything like that?
I didn't do any frisbee golf, but I did see that. We did some go-karting on like a professional racetrack down in Cromwell as well. I actually only got third, but I still bet my mate that was with me.
That's
so I was happy with that.
All that matters.
And then we went four-wheel driving up this great mountain pass called the Nevis. And as we were getting up there, like the roads was completely out. And it was just like all flooded and waters everywhere. And I was like, we just couldn't get around. It was like so four-wheel drive. And I was like, there was no phone reception, so I didn't want to try it on. But yeah, it was amazing being down there. And obviously we did the Ferg Burger while we were in Queenstown as well. You got to do the Ferg Burger.
I want to ask you about this, John, because we were chatting just before the show. Nathan, I love Queenstown. We love Ferg Burger. We're talking about lining up. Now, if you haven't been to Queenstown, it probably is the best burger that I may have ever tasted. It is worth the wait. But, Jolyon, do you have any pull? Do you have the power now to skip the line? Did you go, hey, guys, it's me. It's Jolyon on pitch. Let me in. I need
a
burger.
Or did you just open Spotify and just play it for everybody?
I'm this guy.
Well, it works if they're playing my song in there. I just walk in and go, song.
I'm the guy.
I'm that guy. That didn't admittedly work at Ferg Burger, but it has worked in several nightclubs and restaurants and stuff like that. You know? And even in some retail stores, I might go, oh, you hear this song? This is me. Oh, really? And I was like, do I get any discounts?
Yeah, it works better for you. They never play radio in stores anymore. No. Nathan and I just walk around and go, hey, you know, see this music playing? That's Jolyon on pitch. We interviewed him.
Yeah. And, it's not as sexy when you walk around with microphones and you go, oh, wow, well, we're on radio. You got it. Well, I mean, you talked about the big line to get into Ferg Burger. Which line was bigger, the line to get into your concert in Queenstown or the Ferg Burger line?
Well, when I went to Ferg Burger, luckily there was only like about four people in front of me. Right, so I'd have to say that my gig was definitely better.
Yes.
And it was, we were the after party for the Snow Machine concert that was down there. And it was like their last night. So everyone was out. And it was funny. It was like only a couple people there initially. And I was just about to jump on. And then all of a sudden, bang, just this huge crowd of people came in. And then, yeah, it was just a massive final leg to the New Zealand tour, and I can't wait to get back to Queenstown.
Absolutely. I mean, look, we just played it, but we've got to talk about it. Let's talk about the brand new track with Starley. It is called I Just Want Your Touch, Mate. Now, this, again, as we already said, blowing up. It is huge. Talk us through the creating of this one.
So I basically just came up with the backing track and then sent it to the record label, and we kind of workshopped some singers who I was wanting to work with. And then basically Starley came into the mix. It was a track that Starley had written for an old album that never made it on the album.
Yep.
And it just so happened to kind of fit key-wise. And then once I touched it up, then we got her to re-record. And yeah, here we are like months later and it's out there. And actually you guys are the first major station to jump on board and you're the first show. And I remember... little tidbit of information that when Dreams was blowing up. It was the Late Show with Tom and Ollie before you guys that were the first to break it in Australia as well. So maybe this is like good luck with you guys, the first in the country to jump on board the new one with Starlink.
If that doesn't get us into something and skip the line, then I give up.
There you go.
I was going to ask you, Jolie, on that, you know, let's do a little debut. Let's play what's on the laptop behind you. But you told us earlier there's nothing there. You just loaded up to
it's a screensaver.
Jolie on Petch, we absolutely adore you. I mean, we just said Jolie on Petch and Starley's new single, I Just Want Your Touch. It is out now. We just played it in full. It is an absolute banger. We can't wait to keep spinning it, mate. We appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to doing nothing behind you. So good on you.
Thank you so much, guys.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, producer Grace, large parts of Australia are set to be wet and cold with heavy falls and low temperatures forecast from the Northern Territory all the way down to Tasmania. Probably not as unexpected in Tasmania. I mean, I was there last weekend. It was a little chilly. Notoriously is cold.
They're just like, four seasons one day, guys. Who owns it, Tassie or Melbourne?
I'd say, I don't know if this is controversial, but I'd say that Tassie's more likely to have four seasons in one day than Melbourne is.
Absolutely. Although a lot of Melbourneites do say it, don't they?
Because I think a lot, but you know, the rest of Australia doesn't, a lot of them don't venture down to Tasmania.
You're so right.
Whereas people will venture down to Melbourne and they sort of go, no, go down to Tassie. Because I've been in Tassie where I had mates in the snow while it's been a 20 degree day.
That's wild. 100%. Yeah. It is. It's
not
insane.
Just cold and hot. Like, it's snowing and hot.
Yeah. We're the full ends of the spectrum. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not just a little brisk.
It doesn't get any opposite.
Yeah.
It's snow and heat.
And they've also got,
that's how temperatures work.
And the hole in the ozone layer as well. In
Tassie. It's so likely to get burnt down there.
It's a myth.
It's not a myth, Jimmy.
No. Remember people would tell us, I'd go, hole in the ozone, and they'd go, myth, no, myth, if you believe it.
It's a myth, mate, yeah.
You probably believe in global warming.
If you go much further past Tassie, you'll fall off the edge of the flat earth, won't you?
The next 5 days, we'll see lots of rain around Australia, with peak falls predicted today. But falls are still continuing in large parts of New South Wales and southern Queensland across the weekend. As I mentioned just before, we chatted Jen from Camden, just thoughts with everyone sort of going through it at the moment. We will do what we do best, which is not much. We will try and put a little smile on your face. All this information comes from our friends over at the Bureau of Meteorology.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And if you do go get the podcast and have a listen to last night's show, you're going to hear this. But maybe tomorrow night you can both pick an artist.
Oh,
okay. That's good.
We can both pick an artist. If this goes as bad as what I'm now thinking it will be, tomorrow night you can both pick an artist, like one of your favourite artists, and I will make it that edition of the first game.
Right, as in it'll be two artists again?
Yes.
Okay, great. I love that. That's
I
cool.
like this.
Because you both don't seem stoked to be on the Killers and Bruce Springsteen. If you did miss it last night, it was the Killers and Bruce Springsteen edition of the verse game. Didn't go that well.
No.
You're both not massive fans of the Killers or Bruce Springsteen.
And we discovered Bruce Springsteen is a difficult name to say, especially when you're very competitive.
Yeah, and you're trying to say it fast and you're trying to lock in a name, because of course part of it is you've got to lock in the name of the artist.
So look, we are going to play Jimmy's verse game.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, what?
Jimmy's verse game.
Now it is the Nathan Grace edition.
Yeah.
So earlier today, I asked Nathan Grace to pick an artist. Grace did pick Lady Gaga, but then changed it to
Cher.
Cher.
Yeah.
Nath, you picked someone and you locked it in, you stayed with it.
He picked Ed Sheeran, then changed
it. No, I went with Michael Bublé, right? Now, originally I was going to go Ed Sheeran, but then I was like, no, I need to be tactical here, because not only do I need to know more songs, but producer Grace needs to know less songs.
Yes, because we did do the Ed Sheeran version, remember, and I won.
Now, we do play a lot of Ed Sheeran, which means producer Grace, you would regularly hear the songs and know the names, but I'm hoping tactically by selecting Michael Bublé, it's given me a better chance.
Now, look, because usually we do a bit of a story, there's something to chat about, then we come back and play the game. Because I don't have a story. There's no story to this. The story was last night that you guys stuffed up the Killers and the Bruce Springsteen edition. And I figured, because these are artists that you love, we're going to play best of five. Usually it's a best of three.
Ooh.
So we're going to do two now. Right. So you ready?
Oh, we're starting the game.
Oh, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Okay. Oh, I didn't do my warm-ups.
They weren't ready.
Oh, I'm stressed.
Now, before we start, this is verse one. Are we still happy to go with Nathan Grace's buzzers?
Yes.
Because there was a bit of controversy last night.
Yeah, well, yes. I'm happy to keep mine, but producer Grace, I mean...
I'm keeping Grace.
Okay, all right, keeping Grace.
Okay. Yes. All right, are we ready?
Yep. Yes.
Verse number one of the Nath v. Grace edition of the verse game. It is Cher and... I was about to say Elton John. No, it's not. It's
Michael Bublé.
Okay. Okay. Verse number one. No matter.
Nath. No matter how hard I try.
No. Girl,
it's got to be Cher Belief.
It's Cher Belief.
Holy moly.
See, this is why I was tactical and picked Bublé. I know Cher.
Because you do know Cher because Grace plays it all the time.
Because you play it a lot.
Wow. Well, I was there being like, okay, well, she doesn't just have two songs. There's obviously like more.
Yeah,
okay, so, I'm stressed.
And obviously, Jimmy.
Oh,
went,
wow. I might not win this.
I did not think Nath was going to buzz in then. I got, what did I get? No matter.
Because I'll be honest, I only know a couple of Cher songs.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I was like, okay, how does Believe start? I was like, no matter how.
I think I was focusing too hard on the Michael Bublé ones.
Don't focus on your own.
Yeah, you were focusing on Cher. That's
That's my fault.
Don't just play your own game, mate. Okay. Stay in your lane.
Okay,
stay in your lane.
All right, we're going to do two now again. It's best of five. We'll come back. We'll do the final three. But Nath, if you get this, you're up 2-0.
Oh, I'm stressed.
And imagine that. Imagine going into the song and producer Grace has got to sit there knowing that I'm up 2-0.
2-0. Wow.
That's not.
Okay.
All right. Verse number two Cher or Michael Bublé. Verse number two. Another.
Nath.
Grace.
Another thought of me has gone and gone away. I don't know. It's home, Michael Bublé.
Oh! Let me go home. There's still three questions. I could still win.
Well, I actually can't believe it. I could kind of get you got the Michael Bublé one. You do love Michael Bublé. Get the shit.
You love Michael Bublé. Jeez.
I thought that was a softball for Grace because I mean everyone knows how Believe starts. No matter how hard.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, let's go to a song.
Yeah.
Apparently, Nate leads Grace 2-0. In the verse game.
In the producer Grace and Nath version of Jimmy's verse game. And now you get all 2:30 just to think about how you're going to come back from 2-0. Wow. I love this so much. Grace is so mad. It's the best day ever.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
We're playing this, guys. Now it's time for Jimmy's
verse game. Yeah, if you're just joining us, it's Jimmy's verse game. We've brought it back for a second night just because last night it didn't go that well with the Killers and Bruce Springsteen. So I told Nathan, producer Grace, I said, you guys can pick the artists. Nath, you picked Michael Bublé.
Yes.
Grace, you picked Cher.
Mm.
Now, I thought because you guys love the look, probably you're up there for your favourite artists.
Yeah.
I thought
we'd
do best of five rather than best of three.
Yes.
So we can hear some, you know, bit more of their songs.
Mm.
So we've already done two. If you're just joining us, we've done two. And you're not going to believe it. Round of applause, Nath, for you. Because you're up 2-0. 2-0.
Unbelievable stuff. Now, I discussed this before. The reason I picked Michael Bublé was a tactical reason because I was hoping producer Grace didn't know that many Bublé songs. You went with Cher. Now, you are, of course, going to know more Cher than I.
It's true, yeah.
Yet I still got Believe.
I know. And the thing is, when you pick your favourite artist, like, I've put so much pressure on myself. And now I feel like I've let Cher down personally. And I'm very sad. And I'm also, I'm not a good loser. And I don't like myself when I'm losing. So I'm just, I'm stressed.
If you,
and I'm sad.
She's very fidgety. She said nothing to us during the song.
Oh,
she
no.
We sat there in silence.
It was a very quiet. We could hear every single word of Down Under. Lude and Colin Haven.
From
if you don't win, Grace, you're going to have to denounce your...
No!
My your share ship, absolutely, yeah.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Again,
score update.
2-0.
We know you're 2-0. We don't need a score update.
Nath has correctly guessed the first two songs. They were "Believe" by Cher and "Home" by Michael Bublé. All right, Grace, do you need anything?
My hands are so sweaty.
Just relax, mate. Just picture us all nude.
Okay.
Now I'm more stressed.
Verse number three. I don't know.
Grace! Oh.
Oh, no. She went with a new tactic, buzzing in really early.
Okay, I thought the third word was going to be a different word than it was.
You went in so early.
Did you say, I don't know?
I don't know.
It can't give you any more, as per the rules of the game.
They suddenly super into the rules when he's ahead and leading.
Yeah, I know. They go out the window when you're
losing.
At
his, don't look at his computer
I'm
either.
I'm not looking at his computer. I wouldn't even try. You know I don't try to cheat. They never prosper.
Well, no matter how hard I try.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. I don't know why I buzzed in. All right, I'm going to just take a stab and say Michael Bublé, Sway.
No.
I can hear your heartbeat through
I know. It's like.
I don't know why I did the things I did.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I actually don't know the song.
Grace.
Keep going. Keep going. I'll need to hear more.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife. It can cut deep inside.
This is the worst day of my life.
Grace, Jimmy's just getting through the verse, please.
Words are like weapons.
They wound sometime.
All right, well, you guys keep doing it because I haven't buzzed in yet.
Just so Australian knows, Grace can't see it. Yeah. She's just obviously.
I just know it.
Yeah, and
how did you not get it off? I don't know. Why?
Grace can't
see it, but she also can't buzz in, which is good. Keep going, Jim.
I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God, you know. Oh, Grace.
If I could.
No, stop. That's it. The verse is over. And I can't do the chorus.
No, you can't do the chorus.
I don't know it. Is it?
Well, it's obviously, if she knows it, it's obviously Cher.
Yeah, it's obviously, it's Cher.
It's a Cher song.
I'm not locking Cher. Try.
No, it's not. That's not what it is.
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Cher, Turn Back Time.
Ah, what up?
That was stressful.
I couldn't even think of one.
I can't believe I did that.
What happened? This is like, I'd say one
there
of
There is another like, Cher song that starts very similarly, but the third word is different. And I thought it was that.
Right. Wasn't that.
That was, if I could turn back time. But you got it. Yeah, would have been embarrassing if Nate got it and it was 3-0.
Yeah. I know, it would have been awful.
It would have been all over Red Rover.
It would have been over.
Yeah, no, like the whole friendship job thing would have been
I would have quit.
Grace would have quit.
And your being a fan of Cher would have ended too.
So Grace is back in it. Okay. It is now 2-1
to Nate. Okay, all right.
Best of five. Mm. Nate, if you get this one, it's all over.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Grace, you got to get this to stay in the game.
You're so right. Thanks for explaining that.
No, that's right. I just like people to know what's going on.
No, it is important enough.
It is important. All right, verse number four. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Nate, I'm not surprised in everything. I haven't met you yet, Michael Bublé.
Well done. You nailed that well, mate.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Everybody. And I promise you I get so much more than I get. Everybody!
Grace hasn't got this yet.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, Grace, well, in particular, you're going to love this because...
And it's good because she's a little flat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously from the losing the Cher game.
100%. So this
it's
is something...
It's not the Cher game. It was half Michael Bublé.
Well, this is something you're going to love. It'll put you back on a high
Careful.
Again. A recent study has revealed that Aussies getting prescriptions for medicinal cannabis / marijuana has quadrupled since 2018, guys.
Okay, again, very careful. Don't get into defamatory territory. Again, my mum listens, and this is not something I'm into, but I am happy for the people that want this.
Billy Grace.
I'm going to have a word to Bones after this because that is not, no, I do not like that. Stop laughing, both of you.
I didn't know what it sounded like and it's so, it's a bit too real.
Of 1,600 Aussies surveyed, guys.
Sorry, just wait. When you say, what is it, defamatory?
Defamatory.
That's when you like you say something about someone that isn't true, right? And then they sue you. So in this scenario, are you suing Nath? Is your mum suing the show? What's the scenario?
Are you suing me?
I'm suing you for telling people.
Porky pies.
Yeah. I haven't said anything. Technically, all I've done is fire a button.
Billy Grace.
Can't believe you made that.
I actually haven't said anything. So, can I get on with the story, Grace?
Yeah, your issues with Bones. You're really going to sue anyone. It's already
quickly,
Bones.
You're really bogging
down.
Oh,
but he did not do that of his own accord.
Clearly this is bubbling something up in you, so just if you can't.
Look, if you were willing to blow off some steam. I can't tell if she's angry at this or if she's angry about the verse game.
Both.
Yeah, I can't tell. Yeah. I don't know, maybe you got the munchies. Are you hungry? Maybe you're hangry. I don't know. Yeah,
green with envy.
Because I won. Because I obviously won the first game. Of 1,600 Aussies surveyed, guys, 37% had a script for legal weed for medicinal purposes between September 2020 and January 2021. And the study also found that prescribed marijuana was mostly obtained to treat things like anxiety, sleep issues, and chronic pain. So a lot of... Oh, you're nodding your head now,
No, because the thing is, I want to be angry at you, but this is actually a good story because there's a lot of people that this really, really helps in the country, and it's so important to make it legalised.
I know several people who, which is more than seven.
Yeah. Now, what did you say? You said seven about several, and I went, you know, seven.
Seven? So, no.
Australia, it's Jimmy. I only recently learned that several doesn't mean seven.
No, I know a lot of people that use marijuana products to help them for various things.
Yeah, and for pain and sleep.
Absolutely swear by it.
Have a good time.
Well, yeah. So some of the products you can get this stuff for prescription-based, they're in capsules, chewies, creams, honey. I know somebody, I can't actually say who it is, actually, because they'll get in trouble from
defame,
work.
Defame, Grace.
Oh, you'll defame me, but you'll protect your friends.
Billy Grace.
I know. Well, I know some.
Well,
I,
your friend isn't here to defend themselves. Grace
no,
is.
Absolutely,
that's the thing.
Absolutely.
You can go.
Yeah.
On the record, what do you want to tell Australia?
Defend yourself. What do you want to say?
I don't do illicit drugs.
No one's saying you do illicit drugs.
Yes, you are.
These are prescription.
But
you've got the chronic pain and the.
Yeah.
I don't have a prescription for marijuana.
Well, then you shouldn't be doing it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Wrapping it up, guys. Call it a quit. Wrapping it up.
Written time.
Quitting time.
Yes, it is time for the show. What are you loving it?
I don't know. Why'd you say it in a funny voice?
Yeah, I did a weird voice.
Quitting time.
Quitting time.
Time for quitting. Yes, it is time for the show ratings. This is where we rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. I'm trying to put a smile on your face, mate. It's been
a rough
half an hour for
it
you.
It has been, and that's why I'm giving it a 1 out of 10.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 2 out of 10.
Mm.
For the two things that we did, first game and Billy Grace, which may never return to the show.
Yeah. No, not may never. Will never return to the show.
So no verse game as well?
Oh, no, verse game will return.
Okay.
What are you angrier at? Not knowing Cher songs?
Or being defamed on national radio?
Being defamed on national radio.
Probably not knowing Cher songs.
Off air, Australia, we said to Grace, like, look, the Billy Grace, it's done now, right? So if you heard it, you heard
it. And we knew it was never going
to
happen again.
Yeah, we had to twist. Yeah. We had to put bones in a headlock and twist his arm, be like, make this thing. And he's like, but Grace is so sweet and lovely. But I said, I was like, what if I tweet like the Cher fan accounts, the audio of you getting it wrong? And Grace, like, that's the worst thing that would ever
happen. Don't do that.
So. Absolutely.
Do you want a redemption round? Do you want I bring back Cher next week?
No,
you go again?
I honestly, I'm...
Because it could get worse.
It's better if I don't care that much about it. But did I ever tell you about the time I met Cher?
No.
So I saw her. I saw her perform in Newcastle a couple of years ago. And then after the concert, we waited at the stage door. Actually, I didn't meet her. She drove past.
Are you making this up just like you make up You Know Her songs?
No.
This sounds like a made up story.
I waved her in the car.
Actually... No, I was outside. And she
Maybe you were saying things.
Careful, Nathan.
What? Like, where were you standing? Like, were you?
I was on the curb, and her car drove past. I just realised what you were saying. No, I was not high.
Oh, so you were quite low.
This whole talk topic sounds like a bit of a puff piece. Really, to be honest.
You had your bit. Now just pass it along.
You two are so lucky that I love you.
You're lucky that we love you.
Oh, this is how you show love, is it?
You know this is how we show love. We adore you more than anything.
You know how I show love, but you don't want it.
True. That's true.
100%. It's true, and I've offered. So.
Yeah. We adore you.
Thank you.
That's
and
why
I adore
we do
Cher.
This. And that's when you say I adore you.
I already told you I loved you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and bloody... I love spending time with you.
In a professional capacity.
Yeah.
As a colleague.
As a colleague.
And a friend.
And a friend.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. He's agreeing. As a colleague, as a friend.
Oh, I know what you want me to say.
Yeah.
What?
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.